The film Harriet opens at the Little on Friday. It's a biographical film about the famous slave emancipator Harriet Tubman, best known for making 13 trips to free enslaved people via the Underground Railroad. WXXI's Jeff Spivak has this story about Harriet Tubman's portrayal in the film and her ties to the area.
The Civil War provides the action-packed setting for the new film Harriet. Much of it was shot in the historical slave regions of Virginia. These were dangerous times for people like Harriet Tubman, an escaped slave, leading other escaped slaves north to safety, or at least relative safety. In the film, we see Tubman also serving as a scout and spy for the Union Army, as explained by Jeff Ludwig. He's the director of education at the Seward House Museum in Auburn.
She's, of course, pretty much active duty. She's in South Carolina, and she's leading armed raids.
That's right. Harriet Tubman packed a pistol, but in the years to follow, her world would grow much larger than abolition. And it was fueled by her connection to Western New York. In 1859, just 2 years before the start of the Civil War, Tubman bought land in Auburn from the abolitionist Senator William Seward. Both Seward and Tubman were driving forces in the movement to end slavery.
He from the corridors of power and she on the Underground Railroad attacking the institution.
Tubman continued to live on the land in Auburn until her death there in 1913. Jeff Spivak, WXXI News.